This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. And you can't get more international than Mars, where the Curiosity rover has landed. Scientists say they're primarily searching for signs of life. But this is Marketplace, and of course we see dollar signs. And we're not the only ones. Companies are springing up with the goal of extracting non-earthly resources. Chris Carberry is director of Explore Mars. It's a nonprofit that promotes Mars missions and education about the red planet. Great to have you here.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Going to Mars with rovers, later with people, I mean, this is all feel-good, you know, Star Trek-y kind of stuff. Is there an economic reason to be there?
Actually, there are many economic reasons to be there. For instance, it could really be a great boost for national morale. And when you get the nation excited, that can have a direct impact on the economy and where the market goes in general. Yeah, but this goes well beyond that as well. During the Apollo landings, millions of students were inspired to go into science and technology fields because they were inspired by those moon landings. If we had spent the money on education, I don't know if we would have had the same impact as that inspirational value of landing on the moon.
But let's get a little bit cynical, but maybe also more realistic here. As I understand it, there's good evidence Mars has lots of magnesium, chromium, other metals even more rare. They might just be sitting right on the surface. How far off is Mars mining?
Mars mining is a long ways off. Probably the thing that's probably the most value on Mars to initially would be the water, which they've found. But I think maybe, you know, 50 or 100 years off, depending how well we build up our infrastructure, and that's the whole key, eventually we may be able to mine minerals there. But that is still a long ways off.
If we were to look far out into the future, however long it takes for us to begin, let's say, mining Mars, are you worried about the implications that we would pillage that place?
I would hope as we go forward, we would take the lessons we've learned here and put them to use more effectively on Mars. But there is always the prospect that we might actually ruin the planet. We may not be controlling that process. It might be other nations. But if I had to guess on this, I would say that we're going to do it in a responsible manner.
Chris Carberry with Explore Mars, congratulations on the landing, and thanks for your time.
Well, thank you very much.